to Let's Talk, Bible Fellowship Church's devotional podcast devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us. How many of you parents out there remember your children's first step? Of course you do. It's such a momentous occasion when your little one goes from being a crawling baby to being a walking toddler. Remember those first halting one or two steps maybe when they fall on their bottom? It's a big deal. Now, if you have more than one kid, you know that maybe after your first, you're not so ready for them to start walking because you know what that means for the house and the family. But all the same, it is a time to be excited for your child there growing up. Our passage for today is going to talk about walking. What does it look like to walk with God? We're going to be in Ephesians chapter 5. And in this section, we see three different references about how we should be walking. I noticed this in my devotions this week, and I thought it would be helpful for us to take a look at. Ephesians 5, and our first verse is going to be verse 2. We'll start in verse 1. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love, as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and a sacrifice to God. What's the first way that we walk with God? We walk in love. A reminder that when the Bible talks about love, it's not talking about romantic love or strong feelings for someone, but actions of love. We are living in a particular way. And biblical love, God love, agape love, means working towards someone's benefit, expecting nothing in return for yourself. We take actions that cost us something for the benefit of another. This is what it means to walk in love. Is that how we walk in the relationships that are around us? Not because we feel like doing it, but because we don't feel like doing it sometimes. We work for the benefit of those who are our friends, who are our family, because we love like God loves, and he loved us when we did not deserve it. Two, we want to walk in the light. This comes from verse 8. For at one time you were in darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. For the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. Walking in the light means walking in the truth. It means walking in the revelation that God has shown us of what is right. We want to be people of character. We want to be people that are not hiding in the darkness. Light came into the world, and men didn't like it because their deeds were evil. They wanted to hide in the dark. And so we don't want to walk in the dark. We want to walk in the light because Jesus is light. And three, we want to walk in wisdom. This is verse 15 that says, look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time because the days are evil. I mentioned this in my sermon on Sunday. Wisdom is knowledge applied. Walking in wisdom means taking the things that the Word of God, that the Holy Spirit reveals to us, and actually doing something about it, changing our behavior based on the truth of God's Word, which really lines up with walking in the light and will lead us to walking in love. Walking with God means walking in love, means walking in the light, means walking in wisdom. Now, we are going to get it wrong. But back to you parents, when your children took their first steps, or even not their first steps, days later, we're still falling, we're still knocking their head on the coffee table. Did you yell at them for not being professional walkers yet? No, you continued to champion. Your heart was glad to see them growing up. So you encouraged them, you helped them. Yeah, you're doing a great job. Well, let me dust off your wound and get you back walking again. This is the heart of the Father. How did our passage start? Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children. He is the good, good Father, and he knows how to love and take care and encourage us as we take steps to walk with him. Lord, we thank you for your word and your call to walk with you. So help us to walk in love and in the light and in wisdom for your glory and our good. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning in to another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.